The Stains He Kept. Florence Grant. First published 2025. Home again. Logan dropped his school bag by the hallway door, the muffled clink of his lunchbox echoing into the quiet house. The sun was already slipping through the back windows, warming the edges of the floorboards, and dust floated gently in the golden light. He didn't call out to say he was home. He never did. Instead, he walked slowly, socks silent on wood, through the house to his room. The smell of his room greeted him before anything else, faint and sweet, like warm milk, plastic, and something else. It was not sour or dirty. It was familiar, his scent. It lingered in the sheets and in the quilt that hadn't been washed for over a week. He hadn't wet last night, not much anyway, compared to most nights. He tried to hold back. He told himself he could stop, but school had been hard today. A substitute teacher had mispronounced his name 3 times, and a kid behind him had whispered "pee pants" under his breath. It wasn't new, but it still made his stomach clench. He closed the door behind him. His bed was still unmade from the morning, the fitted sheet wrinkled, corners slightly curled. There was a dark patch near the middle, a mark from 2 nights ago. It hadn't fully dried. He pressed his hand to it. Cold. Soft. Logan climbed onto the bed, face down, knees curled under him. The quilt bunched around his waist. He let go slowly, his breath hitching as warmth spread beneath him, throughout the already stained sheet. A little hiss, then silence again. It felt like sinking into something deeper than just fabric. It felt like something very special. The door slowly creaked open. Logan. He didn't turn around. He just stayed there, still and quietly breathing. She stood in the doorway, his mother, clutching a bag of groceries to her hip. She said nothing at first, only looked. Her eyes moved from the floor to the rumpled bed, then to the way his body relaxed into it. She stepped in, placed the grocery bag on his dresser. The hum of the refrigerator floated in from the kitchen. Logan, she said again, this time lower but not angry, just tired from a long day.
But something had changed in her voice.
There was an edge of understanding that hadn't been there before. He turned his head slightly, not looking at her but not hiding either.
I didn't want to wait till bedtime, he whispered.
I needed to. There was a long pause. His mother came closer. She didn't scold, didn't reach for the sheets. Instead, she sat at the edge of the bed, beside the spreading warmth.
You want to keep doing this, she said quietly.
It was not a question. Rather, it was an observation. He nodded into the pillow.
And not just at night.
Another nod came, and then a small sound escaped him, half sob, half breath. She looked down at the stained fabric and the quiet shape of her son. Then she reached out and gently smoothed his hair. I still don't fully understand, she murmured, but I'm starting to see that this matters to you, doesn't it? Logan said nothing. But his fingers curled into the sheet like it was a lifeline. The wet patch beneath him was growing cold, but he didn't move. His mother didn't get up. She didn't say it was okay. But she didn't reach for the laundry basket either. She simply stayed there, hand on his back, as the sun dipped lower outside and Logan, stained, small and safe, closed his eyes. Talking about the bed. It was morning, and Logan stirred in his bed, his pajamas clinging faintly to his skin. The sheets were so